something bothering you? Need some advice? You've come to the wrong place. But since you're here, it's time for the Really Bad Advice Podcast.
Hello, everybody. I'm your host, Ari, and welcome to another edition of the Really Bad Advice Podcast. Joined again here by two of our incredibly, really, really good bad advice givers, Mike and Jill. Hello, folks.
Hi there.
Hello.
You can figure out which one's Mike and which one's Jill, hopefully. So just to let me know the basics of the show here, we're going to introduce a question. Our two advice givers are going to give us some really bad advice, and we're going to move on from there. Before we start, we just have to be clear on a couple of legal things. Number one, none of us are expert advice givers. If you actually plan to take our advice, we really highly encourage you to talk to an actual professional advice giver before doing anything that we suggest. Okay, that legal part's out of the way. So we get our questions from listeners, from friends, from just generally the wonderful ether of life. And here's this week's question. Toilet seat, up or down? Mike, we'll start with you.
You know, it's funny because neither one of those options really works for me. I prefer the toilet seat as a 45-degree angle. So while I'm pooping, I can massage my sciatica. And if you rub it back and forth on the proper spot, you got to be a little more targeted in terms of your excretions. But your sciatica really gets a fantastic workout. Do that for 5 minutes, and you'll be feeling like you're floating on a cloud for the rest of the day.
Jill.
Well, why use a toilet at all? That's what I want to know. Yeah, this is an age-old fight. It no one's happy with it. The women want the seat down. The men often want the seat up. No one can agree. And if you've got a mixed household with mixed genders, then you've got the fight on your hands. So why use the toilet at all? Just use your backyard. Just do what nature intended, and use your backyard for this instead. That's what I say.
So one of the great things that I was thinking about when I was reading this question when we got it is, what about the idea of completely removing the bathroom? From a pure environmental point of view, the amount of water waste and everything that happens from just flushing would be really, really brutal. So what we want to do is use biodegradable adult diapers.
Yeah. Okay?
And if we use those diapers, we turn around and then they become part of the food chain. But we use them, we put them sort of like Matt Damon did in that Mars movie. We put them out and we grow potatoes in our, and other things, but we'll start with potatoes because we know, according to Hollywood, we know that works. We, in the adult diapers, we live on potatoes for a whole bunch of souls, and we have a great environmentally green society that saves everybody.
I like it.
Yeah, it's very organic. I think those, you know, I can't think of a better place where those adult diapers belong than in a deep well that you get drinking water from. Because there, what you have is the ability for different algae to grow that are good for the environment. It's an excellent. These are wonderful ideas. No bathrooms at all. Putting the adult diapers, growing food. This is fantastic. I can't believe we're not doing this as a society already.
Jill, anything else to think about on that one?
Well, I think, why stop at potatoes? I mean, grow any root vegetable, right? Your carrots,
turnips,
beets, any of these.
Beets.
Lots of beets, you know?
Lots of beets.
Peyote.
Yeah, peyote, yeah.
Absolutely, you could grow peyote. Mike, I got a question about the angle on your sort of sciatica massaging seat.
Yes, right.
Okay, so when you... I'm going to just say this. When you engage the seat in the proper posture, where do you put your phone?
Well, it's funny. If you lean back hard enough, you can actually use both of your hands to text your friends, your clergy, your rabbi, whoever it may be. You create somewhat of a fulcrum point between your bum, the sciatica, and your feet that are hopefully on a carpeted floor in front of your bathroom. Because one of the things that people just don't do anymore is they don't carpet the bathroom floors anymore. I don't know why. Evidently some hygiene issues. I hate the city. They're over protective about these things. So if you stand properly, you can use your phone. You get the great workout on your sciatica. Like I said, your aiming has to be a little more targeted. But if that gets done, like I said, you'll be walking on a cloud all day long.
I'm going to have to try it. That's just enough. Enough's enough. My sciatic has been ignored for too long.
Exactly. Yeah. Get mean with it. Like, do something about it.
So, you know, Mike, I you brought up this whole carpet conspiracy in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. Makes me mad. I'm furious about the whole thing.
Well, and I do believe that it was actually something that the Illuminati started.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still weaseling their way back in because now they've legislated bathroom mats.
Yeah, that's dumb. Okay.
And, well, it is. I mean, what's the point? It's you get out of the shower, you step on the mat, it's wet, and then you're on your 45-degree sciatica massage. Does your body not end up with some kind of internal karmatic confusion as to what's wet, what's dry, what we do, what we don't? Like, do you have that issue?
I've got a lot of issues besides that. But the mat, I agree. And the thing is, quite frankly, the carpet in the bathroom kind of acts like a mat. Why, you know, you should have a toilet there besides the bathtub with a beautiful orange shag carpet that you can, you know, the bottoms of your feet would get dry. You'd feel good about yourself, and you'd be feeling like you're walking on a cloud for the rest of the day.
Jill?
Oh, I'm pro carpet in the bathroom for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, you should be.
I've been in a few bathrooms that have been carpeted in my day, and they're few and far between, and it's not enough. You know what we really should start doing is public bathrooms have carpets.
That would be good. And they work well during winter.
Yes.
When there's snow on your boots and such.
Yes.
Really nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
So we're reaching the end of the episode. I'm just going to throw one thought for our listeners to take away. Is it important when you have this carpet that it match the drapes? That's the only question that I just want to leave you with. We'll answer that in another episode of the Really Bad Advice podcast. But for now, Mike, Jill, thank you guys for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Folks, this has been another edition of the Really Bad Advice podcast. It has been our pleasure to bring it to you. On behalf of Mike and Jill and our technical producer, Andrew, thank you so much for joining us on this edition. If you want to send a question in, feel free to send it via our website, reach out to one of us if you know us, or just think good thoughts. We'll pick it up somehow along the way. Once again, this has been another edition of the Really Bad Advice podcast. Thank you guys for tuning in, and we'll see you all in the next show.
That was the best advice we could come up with. Check back next week for another episode of the Really Bad Advice Podcast. And thanks for listening.